This is our meditation from the Barbican in the middle of London. Small group here at Beach Gardens, which is beautiful today. It's full of flowers in full bloom with water around the complex maze of the Barbican settlement, and having found our way through the maze, we are just sitting here in this little semicircle facing the big stone that is anchoring our work tonight. Few people here on the spot, many people around in the UK and abroad. So circles and circles, more and more distant. All of them dedicated to spending a moment to honor what is tonight. And I will explain in a minute what it means. And also take a look at the bigger picture that is supporting what's going on right now. On this big brownish stone that is just in front of us, we have dropped the treasures of the weekend. We have worked enormously with the group who was here in London. And we have collected a number of things that are hugely relevant for every single one of us, but also collectively. And this work and the tribute we want to offer with this work is to share it with all other people interested, or just be reminded by having a chance to listen to what will be shared now. One of the big themes of this weekend was healing. Healing the wounds of separation. And the particular way it was approached was to acknowledge what role individuals who are adults, some mature adults today, had, have, and will have in the big transformation of the entire planet. The big evolution cycle that is complete, and the new evolutionary cycle that is starting and has started already 30 years ago. Imagine a rainbow. The radiance, the beautiful colors, the semicircle of a rainbow that is planted on one side and on the other side of a landscape. Visualize that one of the anchoring points of that rainbow is in your left hand, and the other anchoring point is in your right hand. So you literally hold the rainbow in your hands. And as you breathe, you will move from the left hand to your right hand along the rainbow bridge. And then you'd come back from your right hand to your left along the rainbow bridge, and you'll cross the bridge again and again a few more times, just breathing in and out, and in again and out. And as you're breathing and crossing the bridge again and again, it's like you're weaving the healing of the gap between things, people, parts of the world, or anything else that are still separate. The purpose of that rainbow bridge is to bridge a gap, and the gap can be very deep, like a canyon, or it could be a small crevice, but it's a gap. And we reach the point where any gap within us needs to be bridged and healed, so we can move back from duality with both sides of the wound to unity, which is when the wound heals and everything comes back to one. So there we are for a few more moments with this weaving through our breathing, and we jointly contribute to changing the balance between left and right, which is actually harmonizing, which is the way everything can heal. Healing is not that we get a medication or that we are being offered surgery or any kind of external transformation. True healing happens nearly instantly when we hit harmony. And this harmonization is the process by which we lift our frequency gradually from where we are at the moment of being in pain, trouble, stuck, suffering, or ill, or anything like that, back to the place where we belong to actually, which is the place of unity, oneness, love, harmony. So harmony is a place, is a state of mind and heart, and it's also a level of frequency. So essentially, the healing we are weaving consists in lifting ourselves to a higher place where the resonance we resonate with is higher, and where we can feel that we are closer to our own selves. So raising your frequency demands that some aspects of our life should be changed. Harmonization demands that the wound can be seen, acknowledged, and also that the desire for healing becomes bigger, becomes more powerful than the attachment we have and keep for suffering. So it's really a shift in the balance between I prefer suffering because I know that, and I just can no longer tolerate the pain and I want this to change. When we have that moment of realization, the insight that this can no longer go on like that, then we are ready to lift our frequency. I invite you to practice that now by bringing your attention to the upper part of your chest, just where the collarbones are. You may put your fingertips on the collarbones on either side, and you slowly breathe in just there on top of your chest. It's a soft, slow, simple in-breath, which lifts you up a tiny bit, and then you have a long, soft out-breath through your mouth. And this you repeat a few more times, like 5 more times. Each time as you breathe in, this very soft in-breath in the top part of the lungs lifts you off a tiny bit, like one step on that flight of stairs, and you're moving higher up. Each time you breathe out, you stabilize yourself on that new step. And so gradually, step by step, literally, you move higher and higher until you have reached the sixth or seventh level. So healing is a matter of frequency. How does it work? When I want to put an end to my pain, suffering, conditions, when I'm fed up with my being stuck and stagnant and stale, at some point I have to make the decision. Maybe I'm being forced to make the decision because something alarming happens to me that really triggers me and alarms me. In any case, I make that decision, it's my choice, because we human beings have the privilege of choice. We are not forced to do anything. We are not forced to live a life of pain, misery. We can opt for something else. The choice of well-being, for instance, greater happiness. So, having made that choice, because I will make it at some point, we all do. All that's needed is that I make myself ready for a big leap of faith and reconnect with my divine blueprint, the essence of my being, before the very first embodiment, that essence that holds in a nutshell all possible manifestations and realizations that are mine, whether present, past or future, realistic, irrealistic, all that's possible and will or won't manifest. That blueprint, my essence, is the template of my perfect being. So my radiant perfect self is when each time I even briefly get in touch with that perfection that is intrinsic to my being, that is part of who I am. So it's a leap of faith because we have essentially forgotten who we are. We have forgotten about our divine perfection. And we got in this kind of blurred vision we are used to living, we've got attached to fake versions of a semi-truth, which holds just a vague resemblance with who we truly are. So this attachment to fakeness and to part truth makes it sometimes difficult to reconnect with the shining radiance of that perfect truth. So healing. Consider we want to heal right now. Consider this is the most crucial moment in your life and you're ready for it. Bring all your attention down to your root chakra, the base. Root. Connect this root chakra with the center of the earth, which is another root of the earth this time. There's an affinity because it's similar. the root of the earth and the root of myself. My root is at the bottom of my trunk. The root of the earth is right in the middle of the earth ball. Feel that they are strongly one and connected. Bear that in mind and shift your focus to your seventh chakra, the crown of your head. And in a similar way, connect the crown of your head and seventh chakra with your star of origin, which you'll imagine to be just above your head, but maybe miles and miles and light years ago, away from where you are. Far in a cosmos, there is where you come from. It's just above you. Relatively close by, deep down in the center of the earth, is where we belong on this planet. Now you've got the connecting dots. Star of origin above, earth below. And you as a singing being, as a resonating instrument in between. Back to chakra number one, root chakra. You may visualize the color red corresponding classically to that part of the rainbow. Just invite harmonization of all that in you resonates with red. All that resonate with red. Being triggered by the red color in my mind, therefore in my energy field, all that resonates with red is brought back to its pristine perfection, balance, wholeness, harmony. Take a few more very deep breaths. Holding a space that is red within and around you, in which all that needs to harmonize with red can do so. It has already happened, but you may want to see it happen, which takes probably a little longer. And then shift your focus to the second chakra, the sacral chakra. Invite the color orange instead. And similarly, let everything resonating with the color orange find its own balance and harmony exactly in the same way. It's a slightly higher frequency, pitch, wavelengths are different, amplitude is different. The kind of resonance it triggers is also quite different, and it invites different things to activate, rebalance, and restore the original perfection. And you keep bathing in the color orange for a few more breaths. And then you will invite the color yellow and shift your focus to your solar plexus, the third chakra. Instantly you're bathing in a golden color, which is surrounding you as well as permeating your entire being. Again, another frequency, a higher resonance. And the same process continues on a different plane. different bandwidths. Harmonization, which means coming back to one. Because the main law of the universe that keeps the universe together is the law of one. So when something like my being gets identified with things that are not one, it distorts not only the image I have of myself, like I may believe I'm something I'm not, but also it disturbs most of the functions in my physiology, in my brain, and it affects my heart, where pain or sorrow can be experienced. So harmonizing is always equivalent of coming back to one. And this is what we are now experiencing with the color golden. The individual we are needs to access the highest level of integrity. We have to reach the level on which we are fully aware of who we are as an individual, a person. It's not the end of the story, it's the beginning of our inner growth. We first have to complete that process of individuation and become that individual who is fully mature. Then only will we be able to expand further and connect with others, which will happen now as we are shifting our focus to the fourth chakra, the heart, inviting the color green to permeate our space, as well inner as outer, the entire field of our consciousness and all that our consciousness can embrace around us, life, the world, people, situations, everything. That frequency, or that band of frequencies we associate with the heart, has become the foundation of our new social being. And the social being that is mature, that is adult, is capable of interaction with others. It can open up and receive and give. It can share without retaining. It can receive without greed. So what the level of the fourth chakra opens up for us is the capacity to exchange feelings. And with the wavelengths of the green rays, we want to feel that more and more clearly in ourselves, between ourselves, within a tissue or an organ, throughout the body, in the exchange our body has with our surrounding world, like when we breathe in and out, but also when we perceive nature or a building or the presence of a visible or invisible being around us. Exchange, that's what I receive and that's what I give. Your breath may become deeper and you feel this integration is happening by harmonizing your individual cellular being with the rest of the body of humanity. So from the fourth chakra onwards, we can't speak only of me as myself and an individual. It's me being part of a community, of a group, of a family, of a club, of anything where more than one come together. And the way I learned to be more and more open and faithful and confident that I will be nurtured, respected, honored for who I am, the more I myself do that to myself and consequently to others. It's a big lesson. It's a simple lesson, but a big one. And it took us more than 2,000 years to realize that this was the original message of the Christian tradition, without the distortions. Fourth chakra green. And now we shift to the fifth, throat. The entire field becomes blue. And we learn the wonderful language of true communication. Nothing to do with small talk and the usual level of conversation we have. True communication between all beings. That is all that is on this planet, the planet herself included. All that is beyond this planet in the nearby environment of our solar system or far beyond. True communication is happening when we become so finely attuned, so our fine tuning is so perfected that we not only resonate with our own selves, but we also resonate with others. And something happens that connects ourselves with others in that unique, beautiful way where sounds or other means of communication are being produced, which enhance and magnify what we are sharing. We don't need words for that. We need attention and openness. So let all that connects all beings on the planet on which we live and in the solar system we are part of and in the galaxy we are part of, let all that lives together in that small universe of our galaxy. It's just a tiny portion of the universe, of course. All that is alive, find that true communication that is given through fine-tuning, listening. Listening within and listening around. And the true response that comes spontaneously from the bottom of our being and radiates throughout towards others, and that is nurtured by others all the time. This is harmony. This is social harmony. This is how we can live together in a society, as a global society on this planet Earth. Humanity like a perfectly healthy body, beaming. So let harmonization happen within yourself, so a harmony can arise in the body of humanity as well. And then shift your focus to the sixth chakra, that dark shade of blue we call indigo, invades the field. Visualize that huge indigo pyramid that suddenly falls upon you and covers you. That is all of us. It's a big pyramid that enshrines our attempt to harmonize our beings. A beautiful indigo pyramid all around us in which we are sitting together. Wherever we are sitting, whenever we are connecting. And feel the vibrant dark blue color, which is like a starlit sky on a beautiful night. Let that vibrant color harmonize not just us as human beings, but also us as part of that cosmos. Or at least that portion of the cosmos we call our solar system. That harmony of the vision, the common vision. We share that common vision with all other beings or else that are part of a much bigger project in our galaxy and far beyond. But let's focus for the moment on just our small solar system. Invite the solar system, the entire solar system within the pyramid, so you minimize it so it can fit in. And for the moment, you just watch the way planets, big or small, turn around the sun. Each one in their own way, at their own pace. And gradually absorb the vision and the knowledge, the wisdom you can draw from every single one of those planets. All the celestial bodies hold specific qualities, archetypes, potentials. Some are very old and well known. These are the traditional planets we've known from antiquity and that can be seen by the naked eye. Others have been discovered more recently through artificial eyes, telescopes, more and more potent as we progress and go deeper in and deeper into the darkness of the sky. In the last 20 years, a number of new planets has been discovered which are part of our solar system. And there's one I'd like to talk about a little bit, which is called Sedna. This is an interesting celestial body that is attached to our sun. What is particularly interesting is the shape of its orbit. Planets have more or less round or elliptical orbits. That one has got an extremely elliptical orbit. It means it's only around the sun, close to the sun for a very short period of its revolution around the sun. and the rest of the time it's extremely distant. It goes far, farther and farther into the dark night to come back after thousands of years. Because this planet, Sedna, needs 11,000 years to turn around the sun. So 1 year of that planet is like 11,000 years of our planet, Earth. Which gives us a glimpse of bigger picture. Excuse me. The bigger picture for us, who live on this little planet called Earth, could be to consider what has happened since planet Sedna was last time in the same position where it is now, 11,000 years ago. That's a much bigger cycle than the cycles we can embrace. But just try and take it in with your breath. With each in-breath, try and take in a little more of that vastness. The time-space of 11,000 years. Or let's say 11,000 breaths. Just take more of that inside and you will become a lot wiser. Because you will remember a lot of things you never knew you knew. Because you will witness a number of events, situations you never knew existed. Because you will embrace a number of possibilities, opportunities, new options you didn't imagine existed. Such is the potential, the power, the wisdom of that planet Sedna. So just for another moment, keep your eyes in the dark blue color of that sky, starlit sky, that embraces all planets of our solar system. This is so far, Sedna is so far the farthest, the most remote planet we have discovered, but maybe there are many more planets beyond her. And at the same time, feel the presence of that very structuring dark blue pyramid around all of us. And stabilize this vision by just allowing it to enter the pyramid through the apex and fill it gradually with that wisdom, that ancient wisdom. And then, as the pyramid is filling up, as the wisdom is being soaked in, we'll take a last leap and shift to the seventh chakra, invite the color purple in and around us, and just go completely still. Open and still, completely embodied, like rooted in our navel, completely open-hearted. Open-minded, completely consonant with not just our divine blueprint, our personal uniqueness, but also the global plan for that phase of evolution. Plan as in range of possibilities. Because yes, there's a plan, but the plan is not all set. There are many options. Widen your vision, broaden your vision. Adopt your circular 360 degrees vision in all directions. See it all, embrace it all, become that, be that. Let the color purple penetrate every single particle of your matter. Or let every particle of golden light in your matter shine the specific shade of purple. And within that vision, consider the indigo, the blue, the green, the golden yellow, the orange, and the red. And slowly travel down from your crown to your root, taking a step at a time and stopping each time you reach the next chakra. Chakras are like gates, corridors, tuning keys. They are subtle realities. They request honesty, integrity. No one can force a gate to open. It opens naturally. When you are in the place of integrity within yourself. So now you're traveling down through every single one of those seven gates. Come back to your root. Check your alignment with Earth. Check your connection with home, star. Even if you don't know what it's called, you have a home star. How do you know that? You're longing for it. You have been longing for it ever since you arrived on this planet, because this is what you resonate with most. It's like your favorite music, your favorite flavor, your favorite everything. Come back to your belly. Give your belly a little breathing massage by having a few very soft, gentle breaths. Just expanding a little bit with the in-breath and softening, relaxing, letting go with the out-breath. Nothing much, it's a very calm, gentle breath. And then bring your focus back to your navel itself. Ensure you're grounded in your navel. And only when you feel ready will you open your eyes.